Ready? All right. Good morning. Today is Monday, July 27, 2026, 8:30. He's on City Hall. We have a special meeting today. Agenda item one, call to order. Robert, please.
Chairman Timbrez.
Here.
Vice Chair Becky Montagno. Commissioner Paula Wilk.
Here.
HR Director Terry Train.
Here.
HR Deputy Director Emily Taylor. Jay Calhoun Zenzen.
Here.
Julie Pace.
Here.
Robert Stevenson.
Here.
And Donna Versa, Civil Service Legal Counsel. And Jay Garcia in the audience from the City Attorney's Office.
All right. Thank you, Robert. Agenda item two, approval of minutes from February 2026, Matthew Dietzman demotion appeal hearing. Did we have an opportunity to read through that? Do I have a motion to approve the minutes from February 2026, Matthew Dietzman demotion appeal?
So moved.
All right. I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
All right. Any questions, comments, discussions before we go to a voice vote? All right. Hearing none. Those who wish to approve the minutes, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those against, nay. Hearing none, motion passes 3-0 to approve the minutes from the February 2026 Matthew Dietzman demotion appeal hearing. Agenda item three, approval of minutes for May 2026, Daniel Otero Moreno termination appeal hearing. We have an opportunity to read that also. All right. Do I have a motion to approve those minutes? All right. I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Right. Any questions, comments, concerns before I go to a voice vote? Hearing none, all who wish to approve the minutes from the May 26th Daniel Otero Moreno termination appeal hearing, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, please say no. Motion passes. Please say no.
No.
Motion passes 3-0 to approve the minutes from the May 2026 Daniel Otero Moreno termination appeal hearing. Agenda item four, determination of jurisdiction, J. Calhoun Zenzen. 4A, the commission will hear arguments by both parties limited to whether Ms. Zenzen was a permanent employee at the time of termination of employment. 4B, each party will be limited to 15 minutes, not including any necessary time to address questions from the commissioners. I will read an opening statement moving forward with that. This morning, the Civil Service Commission is conducting a brief hearing to answer a question of jurisdiction in order to address the question by former city employee J. Calhoun Zenzen to appeal her termination from the city attorney's office. Pursuant to the Commission's rules, the Commission has jurisdiction to hear appeals by a permanent employee. Ms. Zenzen asserts that she was a permanent employee at the relevant time. The City disputes this assertion. Before proceeding to schedule an appeal hearing as requested by Ms. Calhoun Zenzen, the Commission must first determine if it has jurisdiction to hear the requested appeal. This hearing will be conducted in accordance with the rules of the Civil Service Commission. It will be an open session. All arguments will be recorded. As chair, I will control the conduct of the hearing. All questions, comments, and discussions from the parties must be directed to me. The commission's attorney, Donna Versa, is here to assist members of the panel. Ms. Versa has the authority to interrupt proceedings at any time if she believes it is appropriate to protect the record, to expedite the smooth flow of the proceedings, or to consult with me or the other commissioners. As spelled out in a June 12, 2026 letter from me to both parties, the procedure for this will be as follows. The commission will hear arguments from the parties limited to whether Ms. Zenzen was a permanent employee at the time of termination of employment. Each party will be limited to 15 minutes, not including any time necessary to address questions from the commissioners. It is not the function of commission members to be active participants in this hearing other than to receive the evidence as presented by the parties. Generally, Commission members only ask questions for clarification of the evidence as presented by both parties. At any time, for any lawful reason, the Commission may move into executive session pursuant to ARS 38-431.03A. When we move into executive session, everyone except the Commission panel members, the Commission's attorney, and the recording secretary will be asked to leave the room and take all electronic devices with them. Before we adjourn this meeting, the Commission will vote in public on this question of jurisdiction. Today, the city is represented by outside counsel, Ms. Julie Pace of PSDM Law. Ms. Calhoun Zenzen represents herself in this matter. Ms. Pace will present for the city first, followed by Ms. Calhoun Zenzen. The commission will note the time at the start of each presentation and a timer will be set to 15 minutes. Does either party have any questions?
No.
No.
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to session to discuss some clarification.
Legal counsel? All right. I have a motion to move into executive session. Do I have a second?
You mean at this time or you mean after the presentation?
Right now.
Prior to start. Right now. I'll second.
All right. I have a motion and a second. All wishing to move into executive session, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say nay. Hearing none, motion passes 3-0. We'll take a brief executive session here and statement might go back.
Just a reminder to take your electronics.
We'll leave the rest of the paperwork.